John Jessop.
On the line now, the weather's getting a little bit better, I do believe, is Robin Campbell, UB40. Hi, Robin.
Hi, John. How are you, man?
Very well, mate. Yes. And yourself?
Not so bad.
Not so bad. You should be on top of the world, mate. I mean, you've got a great album. I love the single, The Message of Love.
Yeah, me too. Ace of Sin, great band.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, the album itself is an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah. We did an album called Bagger Rhythm in the 80s.
Yes.
Which was basically a showcase of local artists, Birmingham artists.
Yeah.
Rapping over our backing tracks, our existing backing tracks of the day. Also, Chrissie Hynde was on there as well, of course. We did the I Got You Babe,
yes,
collaboration with her.
Yes.
And we just thought that we'd love to do another one, but this time a bit more of an international flavour.
So is that where the Bigger Badder Rhythm came from?
Bigger. Like Bagger Rhythm, but a bigger one.
Yeah.
And if we do another one, it'll be a Bigger Badder Bagger Rhythm. The idea was for it to be just, you know, a similar theme, but a more international collection, and it's just about the most eclectic collection of artists it could have been.
So who was the most difficult to get hold of?
None of them were difficult, unbelievably. I mean, we were in lockdown.
Yes.
Couldn't go and see anybody.
No.
So it was all done by email, and obviously nowadays with modern technology you can digitally send your music around the world to anywhere.
Yeah.
You send musical stems over to Jamaica or India or New Zealand, and they put their songs on top and send them back to us, and we arrange them and mix them, and it was that simple, really. Everybody we sent tracks to sent us songs back, and in fact, we've now got a list of even longer artists who sort of got back in touch and said, why aren't I on your collaboration album? So there may well be a badder rhythm.
Yeah, so you've opened a bit of a can of worms for yourself there, haven't you, Robin?
It's great fun, though.
I mean, it is.
It really is refreshing.
Yeah.
Because you get other people's take on your music, you know. They're all existing rhythm tracks from the current album.
Yes.
For the many.
Yeah.
They're all rhythm tracks off that album. And we just sent them out to people and said, put what you want, with no restrictions, put whatever you want on top, you know. And what we got back was fascinating, especially when people have picked the same track, the same rhythm track, but put completely different songs on them, you know. It just shows you...
That's clever, isn't it?
Yeah, it just shows you the different angles that people come from and the different, you know, the different attitudes people have to music and how it works for them.
Well, you sound as though you've had fun in the lockdown. You know, a lot of people have been, not depressed, but, you know, they hadn't really known what to do. And the musicians I've spoken to, they've done nothing but write, and they've got enough material for about 5 years.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, well, we could have done that. We could have sat and written new material. But we just, before lockdown happened, we were actually talking about doing this collaboration because we're so happy with For the Many. And people were saying that the rhythm track sounded like they could have been, you know, our third or fourth album in the 80s.
Yes.
So we were happy with the rhythm tracks, and we thought, wouldn't it be a nice idea to do a collaboration? We started doing that in 2019 while we were still touring, but then when lockdown happened in 2020,
yeah,
it just kind of concentrated our efforts, you know, and our focus has been on doing this collaboration album, just because of the situation we were in, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, it's been fun having something to do. Otherwise, I'd probably be climbing the wall by now, I think.
Nah, I doubt it, Rob. You're not that sort of man. You're not that... So how easy was it to pick the single, Robin?
Well, we just... it was one of the favourites for definite.
Yeah.
But we just picked three or four tracks and released them all in different parts of the world at different times. And, the House of Shen track, which was the first one we released, that's in the top 10 in New Zealand now.
Is it really?
yeah. because House of Shem are a popular band down there, you know.
Yes.
And we've not had a shoddy career in New Zealand over the years, so yeah, it's been very well received, and it's a top 10. And I imagine that we've released a single with an Indian band, the Reggae Rajas, in India, and I imagine that that'll be, you know, a top 10 hit within the next couple of weeks. So it's been very well received.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got a big tour as well, Rob, planned, haven't you? You know, I noticed you're going to Blackpool. Have you been to Blackpool before?
Many times, yeah. Yeah, this is a tour that was actually booked in 2020.
Right.
I think we played the first date of that tour in December of 2019 when we played Birmingham.
Yes.
Our hometown gig.
Yeah.
And that ended up being the only show we played at that tour because lockdown happened. And that was the end of that. And those dates have been moved three or four times since. And they're now November, December, and we've got a different album to promote.
So exactly.
It's quite a different kettle of fish now.
Yeah.
But, we're still, you know, sitting with our fingers crossed, hoping that it's definitely going to go ahead.
Absolutely,
but
yeah.
We're being assured it will.
Mm.
But dates we had for this summer have already been moved again.
Really?
So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's quite depressing. And
I mean, it's going to be depressing going to Blackpool, isn't it, on the 30th of November? Come on a cold night where you want to be out in the sunshine, don't you? unless
well,
the illuminations are on.
That in England in November, is there?
No, unless the illuminations are on, Robin, you know.
well,
you know, that'd be a fun night for you, that 30th of November. And then, of course, you're in Liverpool. You're at the Emporium, aren't you? That's a good venue up in Liverpool, 5th of December.
Yep. Great stuff, eh?
Yes. Yeah.
Getting ourselves around still.
I know, no. Do you frequent Liverpool much, Robin?
No. I'm too busy travelling the world most of the time. And in lockdown, you're not going to frequent anywhere.
No, you're not. No.
I don't even frequent Birmingham in lockdown.
No. No.
You know,
I suppose you're going to have to go to New Zealand with being number one over there.
We will definitely be going to New Zealand. We have dates in New Zealand and Australia in 2022.
Right.
2022 is going to be a very busy year for us. We've got stuff planned in Europe, the States, Africa, Australia, New Zealand, possibly India. We're all the dates we should have been playing this year, really.
Right, okay.
To next year.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very busy year.
Yeah, and
at least we've got a new album.
Yeah, exactly, mate. You got a new album, you got a new single. I mean, and how's the band? Are they well?
Yeah. Yeah, apart from, you know, the ones that aren't. Obviously, Brian has been dealing with brain tumours for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's difficult, but he's still dealing with it and still fighting it.
Yes.
Duncan had a stroke last year, and he's still dealing with that.
Right.
So, yeah, we've got a few illnesses at the moment, but the rest of us are fighting fit and hoping for the other guys to come back as soon as possible.
Fabulous, mate. Well, you know, on the 5th, if you can possibly get into our station, I know you don't frequent Liverpool very often, but we're a brand new radio station. We're actually 1 year old on the 25th of July, and we are in the penthouse suite of the Baltic Village, right opposite the Albert Dock.
Right.
So if you get yourself into Liverpool nice and handy and, you want to come for a cup of coffee and have a great view of Liverpool, talk about the gig in the night time, the door is open to you, Robin.
I might surprise you, John.
I look forward to it, mate, you know.
Great stuff.
Good to talk to you, Robin. Best of luck to
Pleasure.
You. You take care,
Pleasure,
my friend.
Man.
Bye-bye now.
Cheers, John.
Bye-bye. There we go, the original member, Robin Campbell from UB40. Check out the single, The Message You Love. It is unbelievable.
John Jessop, the music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.